to a motel in the middle of the night. We were counting all the money, smoking stolen Marlboro Lights. Lord, we never saw them coming till they read us both our rights.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republican challengers to former President Donald Trump have to deal with polling deficits, and ahead of Monday's Iowa caucuses, they also have to deal with extreme weather.
Monday is going to be very, very cold, and even though people here are used to cold weather, it's going to be maybe a record for an Iowa caucus.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking yesterday, and a super PAC supporting him has canceled two planned events for today because of the weather. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has canceled three events today. There are severe weather warnings for all 50 states, and more than 1,000 flights have been canceled. The FAA says it's going to increase its oversight of Boeing and audit production of the 737 MAX 9 after last week's incident when a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines jet. The U.S. struck more than 60 targets across 16 places in Yemen, retaliating for Houthi attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. This is ABC News. In Buffalo, New York, an update expected today in federal court in the mass shooting at a supermarket in 2022. Families of the victims have been waiting to hear whether federal prosecutors will seek the death penalty against the white supremacist shooter. 10 people were killed. A popular musician is stepping up in the fight against fentanyl with impassioned remarks Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Known for his stage name Jelly Roll, rapper Jason DeFord told a Senate committee on Thursday that he deeply regrets his past involvement with drugs. He said he has lost his own loved ones due to fentanyl overdoses and said the nation is in crisis.
I hurt people. I was the uneducated man in the kitchen playing chemist with drugs I knew absolutely nothing about, just like these drug dealers are doing right now when they're mixing every drug on the market with fentanyl, and they're killing the people we love.
Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
DeFord is pushing for the passage of a bipartisan anti-fentanyl bill that is currently stuck in Congress. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes, you know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. By a 4-3 vote Thursday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court chose not to put a hold on their order to draw new legislative maps. Republican lawmakers petitioned the court to place a hold on the order, saying they won't be able to meet the court's Friday deadline for drawing new maps. State Senate Republicans aren't on board with a medical marijuana bill. Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux called the Assembly Republican plan to create state-run dispensaries a non-starter for his caucus, but he didn't rule out a compromise with Assembly Republicans who introduced the bill this week. And Wisconsin bids farewell to Herb Kohl today. A public memorial service for the former U.S. Senator and Milwaukee Bucks owner begins at noon at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee native was a successful business owner prior to his 24 years of service in the Senate. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow will become heavy at times, putting down 3 to 5 inches today. Winds will start to whip up to 35 miles per hour, blowing and drifting snow, recovering roads and creating treacherous travel. As a lighter and fluffier snow falls tonight, laying down another 3 to 5 inches. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning is Greg Dover-Spike. And for our YouTube video as well, thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board sponsoring our YouTube videos. We're going to talk a little bit this morning about the school board meeting from Wednesday. And Mr. Dover-Spike, thanks for joining us. Well, I guess first, one of the things on the business side of it, the space availability cap for next year has been set. And if I'm not mistaken, this is one for open enrollment, but this is also something that we were, I guess, quote unquote, full this year on that, right?
Yeah, you know, every year we're usually full on our special education side just because of enrollment numbers. And quite honestly, pretty much every district I talk to is usually full on special education side of open enrollment. So we cap that off as full. We do not accept anybody for open enrollment on the special education side. We do have open enrollment availability on the regular ed side. We do put cap numbers in our K through 3 grades because of the academic, the AGR. They try to reduce the numbers, and then we don't have caps above third grade. But we've never, ever run into cap issues in terms of needing to restrict the number of open enrollment kids. But this is just a formal step that state statute says we have to go through every year by the end of January. So it's just a formal process. It's one of those boxes we have to check off every January because the open enrollment window starts in mid-February. So it's just a box we check every January. It's a standing thing on our board agenda, and we check the box and move on now to the next month.
So from third grade on up, is it a certain number per grade, or what's the number on that?
Yeah, there's a formula that we use. Typically, we try to maintain in K through 3, kind of an 18-to-1 teacher to student ratio. So we take the number of teachers, times it by 18 kids, and then figure out what our enrollment is for in that grade. This year, obviously, first grade, we moved to second grade, and then we minus the number that 18 times 4, and then what's the number we have, and that's this number of quote-unquote spaces we say we have available. But like I said, we've never really run into a problem with it. It's just never really been an issue for us as a school district. You know, that we always have had plenty of room for everybody. So it's, like I said, it's really more about the formal process that we have to do it. It's kind of one of those necessary evils that you have to go through more than it is about the concern with the numbers. There are some school districts where it's an issue. Some of your districts that have higher open enrollment numbers, when you start getting around the Hudsons and the the Somersets and those areas, it becomes a little bit more of an issue where they have higher open enrollment numbers. But for us, it's never really been an issue.
Now, I know during the December meeting in some of the building administrators' report for Caddy Woodlawn, we've had a student explosion of new students coming in. What happened?
You know, it's kind of one of those cyclical things. You know, I think the one thing I've noticed in as my career has progressed in the administrative side is, you know, usually you saw kids move at certain times of year. You know, you might get them about this time of year as the semester change happens, or you get them obviously over the summer as the new school year starts. But the one thing that you've seen now is just people are moving year round. You know, it's a cyclical thing. People are constantly coming in and out of your district. And right now we're on an uptick. You know, we're seeing a bunch of kids moving in throughout the year. We've seen an uptick of enrollment in certain grades at the elementary school level. It's a good problem to have, obviously. So we're welcoming in. You know, I'm not really sure where they're living, because I know housing is tough in the district, but they're obviously finding places to live, which is a good problem, or a good situation. And you know, the more the merrier, and keep that enrollment increasing.
Well, because of the jump in enrollment, does that teacher to student ratio, is that throwing that off where now you have to have more first grade classes or more kindergarten classes or something like that?
Yeah, you know, we're taking a long, hard look at it. There might be a possibility we might have to add a fifth, would be second grade next year. You know, that's kind of something we're monitoring. It's definitely on the docket for further discussion. You know, administratively, we're having that discussion. We've talked a little bit to the with the board about it. You know, we're not in a position quite yet to make a recommendation that way. You know, we got a couple fiscal type things drop yet, you know, to figure out the fiscal side of it. But there is a possibility we may have to, which is a good problem to have, I guess. We may have to add a fifth, second grade next year because of the increase in that first grade. You know, a lot of these kids moving in seem to fall in that grade level. You know, and some of the kids moving in are a little bit more of a higher needs type student, so that, you know, sometimes it brings its own unique set of circumstances, but, you know, challenges that we're more than willing to take on.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Greg Doverspike this morning about the school board meeting from January 10th. The board also acted on the 24-25 high school course handbook. So these are the classes and things you need to change. Were there big changes in that, or does that kind of stay similar from year to year?
Yeah, you know, this year was, you know, every once in a while there's some shifts. Sometimes it happens after you get some staffing changes, especially in the CTE areas or your elective area courses. There really wasn't many changes. Mainly the changes you saw were what I might call rebranding, you know, changes of course titles, changes of descriptions, trying to make it more appealing. You know, maybe a couple changes to requirements to be in the class. But for the most part, there really wasn't anything substantial that was changed in any of the classes. It was pretty what I would call technical type changes, more of the verbiage, how a class is described, or, you know, trying to modernize or better market the name of a class type of things, or the requirements to take the class, the prerequisites. So nothing real major. It's just one of those formal steps, kind of like the space availability caps we have to go through, is get the board to approve it. And now that'll allow Mr. Trudeau and the school counselor to start the scheduling process with the kids for next year. You know, kind of in our world, especially my world as a superintendent, once the calendar flips to 24, you know, everybody else is still thinking in the second semester of this year. We've kind of flipped the switch and we're already planning next school year. We're now getting deep in the budget planning for next school year, and we've kind of turned the calendar over. And now, you know, Stephen is starting to turn the calendar over too as he starts the scheduling process for next year.
And this is different from, this is more like you say, the description of the classes. It's not, this is the books we're using, or this is how, no, that sort of thing. That's totally separate, right?
Yeah. Great question, Brian. No, it's the catalog, for better terms. It's the catalog that says, here's what we're offering. Here's the classes we're offering. Here's what describes the class that we're offering. It's nothing to do with the curriculum, nothing to do with the textbooks. It's, you know, they're trying to modernize the way that the class sounds to make it more appealing to a kid. You know, it has nothing to do with what's taught in the classroom. It's just trying to modernize the verbiage, just like when we were in school, they probably modernized the verbiage from when our grandparents were in school. And as it's kind of gone on, it'll get modernized when my grandkids are in school from when my kids were in school, kind of a deal, you know, and it's just kind of the sign of the times.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Greg Dover-Spica this morning about the school board meeting from Wednesday night. The district went into closed session and did talk about the Hanson Park property. Was there any action on that? Is there anything you can bring us up to date on the sale of that property?
Yeah, the board made the decision to extend the bidding period till January 31st. And then the facilities committee is going to have a meeting on February 1st at 4:30 to see if there's any additional bids that came in. And then they're going to make a recommendation, hopefully, to the full board on February 21st possibly the sale of the property. So we did receive one bid, but the board just wanted to give a little more time in case there was anybody else interested. So they did extend the bidding period for a couple more weeks. So it is going to be going back out in the wedge and the shopper here in next couple of weeks. So we did extend the bidding period for till the end of the month, just to give people a little more time. I think we kind of realized that with the holidays in there, you know, and Thanksgiving, it might have been a little tight for people to kind of get some things in line. So we extended it a couple of weeks just to give people some additional time to have opportunities to analyze what their options were and look into what some options were for the property.
Meanwhile, the board also in closed session talked about the middle and high school parking lot and plaza with Auth Consulting look at that. Is there some plans here to redo all of that, or what's going to be happening with that?
Yeah, you know, our two big projects this summer, we're re-roofing a section of the middle school, high school, and then we're going to redo the parking lots in the middle school, high school property, and then we're going to redo the flat work and the stairwell in the plaza area. You know, the parking lots here, we last touched these projects, the parking lots in one of my first years here, we chip sealed them. And it's time just to dig them up and redo the whole thing. It's going to coincide with the city doing the 6th Ave project, you know, right next to our property. So we're going to try to kind of coincide some of our work with the city. Maybe we'll get lucky and the city will get lucky and a vendor will see both of these projects at the same time. And maybe they'll think, you know, I can try to get both of these and give each party a little bit better deal. Cause they're going to be able to tackle two projects basically in the same location. So we just kind of thought this was a good opportunity to do it. It's already kind of dug up anyway, so might as well dig the whole area up. And then with the plaza, the flat work, the flat work up on the top and in the stared area, not the stared area, but the recessed area there just needs to get, we've had problems with it sinking. So it just needs to get re-leveled and cemented. And then those stairs are actually original to the 95 construction project. So they really need to be, we've kind of piecemealed them together. Just waiting for us to do the parking lot. I've kind of always had that on the radar the last handful of years. And I just kind of wanted to wait for when we did the parking lot, we were going to do those at the same time. So yeah, this summer, we're going to do a lot of work here in this building, with the roof. And then we're going to redo the parking lots here and that front plaza. The retaining walls are staying. We're just touching the flat work and the stairs.
With the stairs, I guess I bring this up just because I have to walk up them with my equipment for the basketball games. Is one of those, the smaller ones, going to be replaced to make it a ramp? Because for those that right now handicap, if all they are currently going in the back way. So is there a thought of maybe having one of those made into a ramp instead?
We have looked at that in the past. We actually looked at that during the building project. The issue with making it a ramp is in order to make it ADA compliant, having the slope the right way, we would have to slope that with about 6 switchbacks, and it would basically run from the, not that many, it'd be like 3 switchbacks, and it would run from like the stairwell over to about where the old stairs were, and then back and back again, just because the rise has to only be so many feet for so many feet out, and that grade is elevates so fast that it just was an astronomical expense, plus the railings that would have to go with it. It just was not cost effective, and quite frankly, you know, it'd be, you know, I mean, it'd be like a 400 yard walk to go up 15 yards. It got to the point where it wasn't feasible. So we crossed that off the list. It was something we definitely took a very long, hard look at. It was one of the first things that I asked during our building project in 15, 16, whenever that was, is there a way we can make the front handicap accessible? And they said, well, here's your option, Greg. We wouldn't recommend it. And then that, as a result of that, that's why I pushed hard to put the two handicap stalls on the side of the district office. So at least we had another attempt at having some handicap stalls semi-visible from the front of the building that are at least on the level of the building versus having everything in the back of the building. So, you know, we are aware that's a problem, and we're trying, you know, we tried our best to address it. It's just the unfortunate reality is the topography of, I guess you could almost say, our entire city is, you know, we're in a valley, and everything slopes up from any direction you are.
Well, then there's the maintenance of that very long walkway then that you would have as well. That has to be
a lot of sanding, a lot of shoveling, yeah, a lot of snow blowing, a lot of salting. Yeah. And, you know, so it wasn't in the cards.
I know when we recorded this on Thursday morning, of course, Friday morning, we're getting ready for the snowstorm coming in. And I guess that's a good time to kind of reiterate how you determine when school's going to be closed or not, because the district still does traditional snow days, at least a few, instead of the in-person or in the at-home learning. But There is a method to your madness on how you try to determine what this is, because you never you know it's when we recorded this again on Thursday morning. Yeah, okay, they're saying this is what we're going to get, and Friday night or Friday at 3 o'clock in the morning, the storm actually went 70 miles to the west, and then we have no snow. So there's kind of a method here, right?
You know, it is. It's probably the worst part of my job, I would almost say, is trying to predict the weather. We get informational packets days in advance from the National Weather Service. Actually, there's a webinar this afternoon with the National Weather Service. Now, lucky for us, we are not in school today and tomorrow. We are on our semester break these 2 days with teacher in service. But there's usually webinars as you get close to this with the National Weather Service, where they try to tell you what's going to happen. But you know, I always say there's only two sets of people that can keep their job that go in the Hall of Fame for batting 300, and that's the weatherman and a Major League Baseball player. You know, now I appreciate weather people. I know it is a difficult job. You are predicting something that's impossible, and I appreciate everything they do. And I say that as a joke. But the National Weather Service has been a great partner for us, school districts, but yeah, you try to predict what's going to happen with the information you have. You use the resources you have. I think the easy ones are, you know, when you wake up, you know, if there's a warning, that's usually a pretty much an automatic, because they're very confident something's going to happen. The easy ones are when you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you see 6-8 inches of snow on the ground and it's still snowing and the wind is blowing. Those are easy ones to make. The hard ones are the ones where it's supposed to start snowing at 6 and you're supposed to get a bunch of snow all day long. And so you're kind of predicting what's going to happen, and then you pull the plug and cancel. And then, like you said, the snow shifts and you end up with 2 inches of snow on the ground and you look like a fool. But the bottom line is you do what you think is best. But yeah, my plan usually is, get up, you know, try to make the decision as early as we can for families. You know, we've tried to make the decision the night before if we can, if we have the information to be confident. If I have to make it the day of, it's get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, drive roads. I work with a bus company. They drive a certain part of the district. I drive a part of the district. I work with Pepin and Plum City and Alma. They cover obviously parts of their district, which border ours. Our district is huge, so we got to rely on others. We communicate. Pepin, Plum City, Duran, and Alma communicate with each other. One of us, between the four of us, usually work with Pepin County highway department, kind of get a feel for what they're seeing, how long they think it's going to take them to get the roads cleaned off. So we work with them. So we try to get as much information we can, work with all of our local partners and try to make the best decision we can to make it as safe as possible.
Well, it's that time of year. That is Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Greg Doverspike. You're listening to WRDN.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Annabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
It's 9:27, and on the way, we are going to be chatting with Matt Hansmeyer. He is the leader for the Believer City Church, and they've opened up a Bible study here in Durand. We're going to talk with Matt about that here coming up. First, though, here's Diamond Rio.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. She's available, it's a miracle. How my heart stumbled into someone so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. Up till now my life has been so lonely and boring. Never thought I would find someone so elegant, intelligent. Heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Hawkeye star to stunning. She's so elegant, intelligent. Heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. Oh, she's so beautiful. It's indisputable. It's undeniable. She's got a half a ball. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, hookable, lovable, unbelievable.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Diamond Rio, and that is unbelievable. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Busy morning around here this morning. And joining us right now is Matt Hansmeyer. He's with the Believers City Church in Menominee, and they've just started a new Bible study and discussion in Durand. And we're going to talk with Matt a little bit about that. Matt, good morning, and thank you for joining us. Well, why don't you get you close to that? There you go. And well, first, tell us a little bit about the church.
Yeah, Brian, thanks for having me. Glad to get here before the weather gets. Weather wasn't too bad. Part of Believers Church in Menominee, so we are a church that will be celebrating our 35th anniversary this year, and so we are seeking to be missional and reaching out to various communities, and we've been doing these small discussions, Colfax, Woodville, Glenwood City, and a few places in Menominee, but we are now in Durand, so we're excited to be here, and it's a very casual discussion. We're meeting at Cell Block. Right here, we've got a little room in the back, 6:30 on Wednesdays. The goal is to just be a casual discussion. We've got a little recap that we watch a quick teaching, about 20 minutes, and then we hang out together, discuss things, chat about the Bible. You don't have to be part of a local church, and you don't have to attend anywhere. You're welcome to come spend the evening with us. We're a fun group, a eclectic group of people.
I like that. So with that, I mean, what are some of the things then? Is it just kind of a general study?
Yeah, so basically what it is, it's just a recap on Sunday's sermon as we go through books of the Bible. We're going to continue just marching through the New Testament, and sometimes there's topical studies, and so we'll chat a little bit about what Sunday's sermon was, have some questions, and then our goal isn't to just have a monologue, but a dialogue. So whether you know anything about the Bible, nothing about the Bible, growing up in a church, we welcome anyone. And the goal is to learn from each other. We're a non-denominational church, so no, you're safe with us.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the other things you do with the church.
Yeah, we're a pretty active church. The church itself, we actually do have a radio, so I know this is a lot of work to get this going. It's internet radio and broadcasting internationally. Out of Little Menominee, we've got quite a bit going on. Church plant in Duluth, that's been planted now. There's one that's going on in River Falls. We're pretty active with college ministry as well. So you'll see called Street Level Ministries. We're reaching out to students at Stout and River Falls and Duluth. And then beyond that, we've got... in fact, our recent recap of the Sunday message was about all the activities of the church. And so part of our goal is for people to figure out, what are you here for? What are you made for? And what God has for you? Because we don't believe it's just to be something in our heads, but how we live it out.
And so do you do Sunday services as well? If folks are in the Menominee area, I mean, do you have a Sunday service?
Yeah. So if you're in Menominee, Sunday service, 10:30, and we're happy to have you join us there. We do broadcast that as well. I know it's on some of the local TV stations, and then, of course, you can go to the website and see that. And then Wednesdays, again, is at our locations. But we are excited to be here in Durand. So if anybody's thinking about it, we would love to have you join us.
And what was the reason to expand out? Just because everybody wanted to?
Yeah, good question. One of the reasons is we're just hoping to help build the body, the kingdom of God. So we're just hoping to reach out to people that maybe, again, you don't have to come to our church or any church, but sometimes we find it's easier to go out, or people wouldn't necessarily be able to make the drive to Menominee, as well as kind of be that place that maybe wouldn't broach the doors of a church, but might come into Cell Block, or and then just to get people to learn more about the Bible and learn and grow. So
and have a little fellowship too, right?
And fellowship, and yeah, it's a it's very casual. It's a very casual time. So,
so again, and that is coming up on Wednesday mornings, and that is with the Believers City Free Church as well, and that is on Wednesday evenings, rather 6:30 at the Cell Block as well. A little a Bible study and some fellowship as well with the Believers City Church. Well, Matt, again, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Brian.
That is Matt Hansmeyer. He's with the Believers City Church. And on the way, we'll have opening markets as well. That's coming up here in just a couple minutes as well. First, here's Kenny Chesney. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Kenny Chesney, Don't Happen Twice. 9:38 on the way. We'll have a check of those opening farm markets being brought to you by Alcivia Co-op and Jerry Barron Sons.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Milk markets are mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk down 2 to 15.85, March up 2 to 16.33, April and May steady, April at 17.05, May 17.68. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets, along with hogs, are all moving mostly lower today. A lot of this is due to some of the outside markets. Also, that attack in the Mideast by U.S. and Britain against Houthi terrorists helping to also provide some pressure and some concerns in the markets. February live cattle down 10 cents to 171.70. January feeder cattle down 22 cents to 226.05. February hogs down 90 cents to 71.70. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn is slightly lower, soybean slightly higher. Wheat is mixed. Now, a lot of this is positioning ahead of the WASDE report that will be released at 11. The trade's not expecting any big surprises. Again, last night, the U.S. and U.K. forces struck back at Houthi rebel positions in Yemen in response to those attacks by the Houthis on shipping in the Red Sea. And that is causing some concern in the markets as well. March corn down 1 3/4 to 456 and new crop down 2 to 487 3/4. Now January beans up 4 1/4 to 1235 1/2. New crop down 1/4 to 1206 3/4. Chicago wheat March up 3/4 to 604 1/2. Minneapolis wheat March down 1. Looking to upgrade the home appliances? Alcivia Co-op Heating and Cooling features gas and electric ranges, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers from General Electric and Speed Queen. If you need an appliance repair, Alcivia Co-op Heating and Cooling can service all major appliances. Call Alcivia Co-op and ask for Jody Feedy. She'll help you with all of your home appliance needs. Alcivia Co-op, your GE and Speed Queen appliance dealer, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow will become heavy at times, putting down 3 to 5 inches today. Winds will start to whip up to 35 miles per hour, blowing and drifting snow, recovering roads and creating treacherous travel. As a lighter and fluffier snow falls tonight, laying down another 3 to 5 inches. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
she never calls. She don't ask my friends about me. Gives no clues at all that a fire might still be burning, yeah. But I'd say she's about as gone as a girl can get. She don't even show up in my dreams at night. But my stubborn old memory keeps holding on tight. Sure makes it hard to forget. She's about as gone as a girl can get. She's out of here, she disappeared without a trace. More or less unimpressed by the tears on my face. Destination unknown, just dropped out of sight. Last seen heading right on out of my life. Like a stranger I ain't never met. She's about as gone as a girl can get.
Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with the Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard down at a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did when I
If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamma's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamma's house.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Thomas Rhett, Morgan Whalen in Mama's House, 952. I'm Brian Winnikins. And good morning. Well, I'll run a little bit late. That's all right. Let's run down today in history. 1971, All in the Family debuts on CBS. Also, 1896, the first X-ray was taken by H.L. Smith. It was a picture of a hand with a bullet in it. Ouch. 1932, Hattie W. Carraway becomes the first woman elected to the United States Senate. 1966, Batman. I love the original Batman debuts on ABC. Adam West and Burt Ward portrayed the Caped Crusaders, Batman and Robin. Who was your favorite villain? Some like the Joker. I thought he was creepy. Cesar Romero was that. I like Burgess Meredith as the Penguin. I thought, that was great. And, of course, the Riddler, my favorite. I cheered for the Riddler. I loved his outfits and just the way he... Frank Gorshin was the Riddler. Riddle me this, Batman? Yeah, you bet. Also, the primetime soap opera Dynasty appeared on first premiered on ABC. In 1991, Congress votes to give President Bush the authority to use armed forces to move Iraqi soldiers out of Kuwait in the lead-up to Operation Desert Storm. Also, in 2003, Maurice Gibb, a third of the legendary singing group The Bee Gees, passed away. In 2016, the Rams football organization relocates from St. Louis to Los Angeles, back to L.A. And also, in 2017, former President Obama presented Vice President Joe Biden with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's what happened on this date in history.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now is the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We've got new pickups in stock, and we've got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We've got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan Ford in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home.
That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long lost buddies say I'm getting in too deep, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't. We'll be right back.